The Connecticut Hospital Association is pushing back against Governor Dana Malloy's proposal to end local property tax exemptions for hospitals. The proposal is contained in the governor's two-year state budget plan that was presented to lawmakers earlier this month. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
The Connecticut Hospital Association stepped up its opposition to Governor Malloy's proposal last week by launching this television ad.
We pay the price when the state taxes hospitals. Services get cut. Wait times get longer. Now a new proposed tax on hospitals, costing patients even more.
The ad goes on to warn that the Democratic governor's plan would jeopardize life-saving care given by the hospitals. This is the latest battle between Malloy's administration and the hospitals. It follows a dispute over a tax on net patient revenues and the state cutting back payments on acute care hospitals last year. A spokesman for Malloy's budget office says the governor's proposal boosts total state funding for the hospitals. That's because the administration estimates the hospitals would pay about $212 million in new taxes while getting back about $250 million in additional state payments. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.